15. Open it up quickly. So Elijah went, this is the prophetic hour. Man, I just want to tell you stories of stuff in the past 72 hours that just truly confirmed this, and even the amount of warfare and stuff. And it's just la locura que está corriendo en este mismo momento en el ámbito espiritual. Es algo muy brutal, muy contundente. And just ask the Holy Spirit for translation or download Rosetta Stone. 1 Kings 19:19. Maybe both things. So here we go. 1 Kings 19:19. So this story, you'll get it. So Elijah went and found Elisha, son of Shaphat, plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him. That's Elisha. I'm Elijah in this illustration. Threw his mantle across his shoulders and then walked away. I'm going to repeat that for the hearing impaired. Elijah went and found Elisha plowing a field. There were 12 teams of oxen in the field, and Elisha was plowing with the 12th team. Elijah went over to him and threw his mantle across his shoulders and walked away. So here's the word of the Lord for you right now. Persevere with power. That's the first title. The second title would be, the plow of perseverance will always lead to the mantle of promotion. The third subtext would be this. If you can push the plow, you can carry the mantle, because when heaven starts it, hell cannot stop it. Touch your neighbor, the one you like the most, and tell him, if you can push the plow, you can carry the mantle. Tell the other neighbor, the one that really needs to hear it, if you can push the plow, you can carry the mantle. So if you don't know what it is to push the plow, the proverbial plow, you may want to get on ESPN right about now. Because this word is for every plow pusher in the house. Every single plow pusher, if you've never pushed a plow, don't expect to carry the mantle. So this message is for every plow pusher in the house. If you know what it is to push the plow in your family, in your home, in your marriage, in your ministry, in your calling, in your community, in your generation, in your nation, in the past 20 months, if you know what it is to push the plow, put a smile on your face, because get ready, no joke, no hype. You're about to let go of the plow. There is a mantle coming your way that will change your life forevermore. If that's you, praise like it's already you. I dare you to say, I'm about to let go of my plow. I'm about to carry my mantle. I dare you to say, hey, Ahab, hey, Jezebel, hey, Baal, ready or not, here I am. I am convinced that 1 Kings 18:19, even 17, speaks to this very hour. I believe that spiritually speaking, we're living the days just like the days of Baal, Ahab, and Jezebel. Ahab was a horrible king. He was definitely, without a doubt, what we would deem in my community in California, mucho malo hombre. Jezebel, que el Señor la reprenda, diabla mala. She was his wife, and she was nasty on steroids. No offense, Jason. No offense. She hated the prophets. She persecuted the preachers. She rejected truth. Then on the other hand, we have Elijah, God's chosen prophet, a man with a mantle, a man with a message, a man with a mission. That Elijah saw Elisha pushing a plow, breaking ground and sowing seeds. When as instructed by God, he places his mantle upon him and walks away like a boss. One that would subsequently embody the notion of a greater portion. Let's talk about the mantle. We are living in these days once again. Spiritually speaking, the 21st century right now, in this official cuckoo for cuckoo puff season. That's the official name of the past 20 months, cuckoo for cocoa puff. In America and around the world, there's so much spiritual warfare. You could sense it, man. I mean, it's palpable, the amount of warfare. We have never seen this amount of spiritual egregious malfeasance. There is warfare. Unbridled warfare. There's warfare against families and homes and legitimate ministries and callings and communities, against this very nation. It is Ephesians 6:12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against evil rulers, authorities in the spiritual places, evil spirits What does this mean? We can't deny there's a spiritual battle going on. The spirit of Jezebel is alive and well, persecuting, prosecuting, and attempting to silence the children of the cross. Jezebel represents the manipulative, sexually coercive, perverse, corrupt cultural spirit with the intention of killing prophetic voices. If you're prophetic, Jezebel is after you. If you're prophetic, Jezebel is after you. Jezebel wants to silence truth and construct Asherah poles in order to marginalize the oracles of righteousness and justice. A spirit that exploits the moments in our lives when we are exhausted. That's what Jezebel does. Notice how when Elijah, after the great battle on Mount Carmel, that great confrontation with her husband Ahab, it was after that moment that Jezebel said, I'm gonna kill that man. And Elijah went into a depression. He was exhausted. Be careful. Make sure your mind, your body, your health, in every aspect, make sure you're fresh and you rest. Jezebel tries to penetrate that moment when you're weak, that exhaustive moment. That Jezebelian spirit is alive and well. A spirit that, according to the book of Revelation, chapter 2, verse 20, even good Christians may be guilty of unfortunately tolerating. Rev, read the book. You are a great church. You do great things, but this one thing I have against you. You have tolerated the spirit of Jezebel. Oh my God. It's not endorsing, it's tolerating. We are what we tolerate. The spirit of Ahab is alive and well. Robbing love, killing joy, and destroying peace. Spiritually speaking, Ahab represents forces with access and authority that attempt us to prompt us to sacrifice truth on the altar of expediency. According to 1 Kings 16:34, Ahab gave permission for the rebuilding of Jericho. Ah, you missed that. Ahab wants, the spirit of Ahab is the spirit that wants to resurrect what God already crucified. You'll get that by tomorrow morning. There are things in your family, in your community, I'm even gonna say it, in this nation, there are things, there's an attempt by the spirit of Ahab to resurrect the walls of Jericho. Walls, racially speaking, culturally speaking, that God already dealt with prophetically. Ahab wants to rebuild Jericho in your life, in your family, in your community, and in this nation. The spirit of Baal is alive and well, demanding that truth and children in and out of the womb be sacrificed on the altar of the false. A spirit that comes after our children and our children's children. Now, man, I didn't travel this far to talk to you about Ahab, Jezebel, or Baal. I'm here to tell you that when they write about our generation, they will not say that was the generation of Jezebel, Ahab, or Baal. I'm here to prophetically declare, let not your heart be troubled. We, I kid you not, are about to see an entire generation of Elijah and Elisha rise up. I don't know you're getting this right now. Listen, here's a deep seminary Hebrew exegetically substantiated phrase. Are you ready? Don't drink the Kool-Aid. What does that mean? I don't give a holy hoot what you're seeing on MSNBC or CNN or Univision or ABC or Facebook or Instagram. The most powerful spirit in America and in the world is not Jezebel. It's not Ahab. It's not Baal. The most powerful spirit on the planet was, is, and forever will be the spirit of the living God. Praise like you have that spirit. Shout like you have that spirit. Worship like you have that spirit. Pray like you, act like it, walk like it, live like it. Please tell your neighbor, don't drink the Kool-Aid. No, tell your other neighbor, don't drink the Kool-Aid. Are we streaming? Are we recording this? Huh? Real? Really? Santo Dios. This is going public? Okay. This may get us off the platforms right now or subsequently, and that's not my intention, so help me. But I just won't say it. The Spirit of God is more powerful than COVID. Am I allowed to say that? I just did. And I'm not here for controversy. In my church, half is vaccinated and half not. They have antibodies. But I still want to remind you. I said vaccine. Oops. I still want to remind you. There's still something more powerful than any vaccine or antibody. The blood of Jesus is still working. The blood of Jesus is still working. The blood of Jesus is still working. More powerful than the Delta variant. More powerful than the United variant. More powerful than the American Airlines variant. More powerful than the cheapest variant of all, the Southwest variant. Oh, it's that spirit. 1 John 2:27, you have received the Holy Spirit. He lives within you. Oh, the Holy Spirit is not a denomination, a network. He's not a moment. He's not a conference. He's not an ideology, a construct, a philosophy. The Holy Spirit is not an app that you swipe. The Holy Spirit is the most powerful person and force and influencer on planet Earth today. I need to say that because the mantle, if you're taking any notes, good luck with that. The mantle is the mantle of the Spirit. It's the mantle. Where's your cameraman at? Cameraman, listen, I come from California with a banjo on my knee. And I'm from California with a banjo. And I know y'all, this is Tennessee, this is a free state. But I come from California. Y'all didn't go through what I went through in California. And I'm not, God, again, not political, just truth to power. In California, I was told, of course, church was not essential. They shut down the churches. You couldn't have church. You couldn't even spell church. It was illegal. And then they went to the other level. They even said, oh, by the way, you can't have church in your home. Google it. Make sure I'm not making it up. My governor said I couldn't even pray with my family in my own home. He even gave a list. You can't sing. Chant, make any expression where words come out of your mouth. Cameraman, give me a tight shot. Is that your tightest shot? That's what I'm talking about, baby. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, keep that shot there. I just want to make it clear. There's not an executive order, a Supreme Court decision, a legislative initiative, a law, or a social media canceling campaign that has the power to stop God's Holy Spirit from moving. You can't cancel the Holy Spirit. You can't deplatform the Holy Spirit. You can't stop the Holy Spirit. The White House can't stop them. Congress can't stop them. Facebook cannot stop them. Google cannot stop them. For it is not by might nor by power, but by my... Somebody prays like the Spirit cannot be stopped. If you believe it, shout like you believe it. Praise like you believe it. High five your neighbor. Tell him God's Spirit cannot be stopped. No, tell him like you believe it. Tell him God's Spirit cannot be stopped. Tell your other neighbor God's Spirit cannot be stopped. I prophesy that your children and your children's children and your children's children's children. will not fall under the influence of Ahab, Jezebel, or Baal. Your children and your children's children will be filled with God's precious spirit. I need you, please. Can you shake your neighbor and tell him it's not just any spirit? It's the same identical spirit. No, tell your other neighbor, it's not just any spirit. The same identical spirit. Not a cousin, not an uncle, not a similar spirit, not even a kindred spirit, but the same spirit that raised Jesus. Romans 8:11 lives inside of you. Which means what? If with that spirit Jesus came out of the tomb, you can come out of everything. Oh, that spirit, that spirit. Lift up your hands. That spirit is moving in such a way. A few weeks ago, Jim, the Spirit of God, hit me and talked to me about revivals will not be confined like the old school way, which was cute and adorable, and it was applicable for its time in history. But this whole thing about my church is having a, hey, listen, the next thing we're about to see, not about a local church having revival. We're about to see entire cities experiencing the glory. Oh, shut up. You don't even know what that means. You drive into that city, the Shekinah glory of God will fill your car, fill your life, fill your home. We're about to see what we've never seen before. We're about to see the outpouring of that spirit in such a different way. You're about to see what we call prophetic Starbucks. Where so many spirit-filled people gonna be in that Starbucks. The glory of God will just be on that Starbucks that when you go in there, oh, it's fall, and you order your pumpkin spice latte. Why, when you're ordering, the glory of the risen Christ will descend in that place. And the barista will look at you and say, I know you don't know me and I don't know you, but I need you to pray for me right about now. Somebody shout like you have that. Hey, Jezebel. Hey, Ahab. Hey, Baal. Here we of the Spirit. It's the mantle. It's that mantle is the anointing. It's just the impartation. It's the fullness. It's living in the Spirit-empowered life of the finished vicarious atoning work of Christ. It's not just anything. It's just where that spirit is present, there is power. Acts 1:8, there is freedom. 2 Corinthians 3:17, you are driven by that spirit. Galatians 5:16, filled with that spirit, not with wine. Ephesians 5:18, you are temple of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 3:16, it's that kind of life. We're going to push back on the pushback. Oh, man. Holy Ghost people are about to rise up all over this nation. Woo! We got to hurry. Are there any questions? Jason, any questions? You're good? Oh. Real quick, that was number one. We got to hurry here. Okay, we got to hurry. Number two is it's the mantle of perseverance. So we do know via the conduit of historical contextualization that this guy here, with the exception of the Sabbath, he would have to wake up every day, push the plow, break the ground, and sow the seed. And he would have to do that on good days and bad days, sunny days and rainy days. On days when the ground was very amicable and on days where the ground was not cooperating at all whatsoever. He would yet have to push the plow, break the ground, and sow the seed. He was a plow pusher. That's why it's not a coincidence that Elijah did not place the mantle on anyone. He wasn't binging on Netflix, he was pushing the plow. There are people that want the mantle without ever pushing the plow. They don't know what it is to get up every single day and push life's proverbial plow in your family and your faith and your health and your relationships on good days and bad days, on sunny days and rainy days, on days where everyone loved you and on days where you couldn't even stand yourself. So I'm here to tell every plow pusher right here, every plow pusher, if you know what it is to push the plow, if you know what it is to push, if you understand the prophetic metaphor, if you understand what it is to push that plow on the best of days and on the worst of days, on days where you were so happy to do it, and on days where you wanted to give up and you even tried to give up. If you know what it is to push the plow, raise one hand. If you know what it is to push the plow for more than a week and more than a month, you've been doing it for years, raise both hands. If you've been pushing the plow for so long that you and the plow have this awkward relationship. Here's the word of the Lord. Elisha has never been known as the plow pusher. He pushed it for so many years, and yet he is known universally as the one who inherited Elijah's mantle. And in our world, we speak at that double portion anointing. He's the man with the greater portion of anointing because he asked for a greater portion. That's how but we don't know him by the plow. Raise your right hand. You will not be defined by what you've been pushing. Let me say that one more time. I sense God. You will not be defined by what you've been pushing. Get ready. You will be defined by the glory you're around to carry in your life and in your... I feel the Lord. Your family will not be defined by the plow. Your children and your children's children will not be defined by the plow. I'm preaching now. You will not be defined by the plow. You will be defined by the mantle of glory that you carry in the name of Jesus. So here is the word. If you've been pushing the plow, breaking ground and sowing seed, here's the word for you. Please raise your right hand. There is a mantle of fresh impartation, an anointing like you've never had before coming your way. No joke. There is a heavenly deposit coming your way. There is a shift in your atmosphere coming your way. There are resources and harvests coming your way. I wrote this down. There is unbridled, unparalleled, and unprecedented favor coming your way. Oh, y'all didn't get that. There is unbridled, unparalleled, and unprecedented favor coming your way. There is an awakening coming your way. If you believe that's for you and your house, raise one hand. If you believe it's for you and your children's children, raise both hands. If you believe that God's about to pour out something upon you that will enable you to glorify him like you've never been able to glorify him before, more people are about to come to Jesus as Lord and Savior through the next chapter of your life than all the days of your life before. Oh, you're not getting this. You're about to see more miracles than ever before. You're about to see more glory than never before. If this is you, raise your hands. Oh, okay, we gotta hurry. It's that mantle, it's the mantle. Ooh. Galatians 6:9, do not allow yourselves to be weary for planting good seeds for the season of reaping the wonderful harvest you've planted. It's coming. There it is. The mantle of drought, fire, and rain. That mantle was upon Elijah during the drought, the fire, and the rain. It's the drought, fire, and rain. That's the chronological order, drought, fire, and rain. You all need to know this mantle, this impartation will enable you to survive the drought, pray down fire, and become the recipient of God's abundant rain. There is a mantle of fresh impartation, an anointing like you've never had before coming your way. But it's really about a plow and a mantle. Life is about seasons where we are pushing, and we're pushing through work and family and home and relationships and faith. And then all of a sudden, just like Elijah, God places a deposit upon each and every one of us. Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're gonna go from a plow to a mantle, and you're gonna walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus. So I'm speaking prophetically to every plow pusher right now. With your right hand, lift it up. Here it is. To every mom and dad, husband and wife, married and single, entrepreneur and creative, who has been pushing the plow. If you've never pushed the proverbial plow, do not expect to carry the mantle. Galatians 6:9. Do not grow weary of doing what is right. In your appointed time, you will reap a harvest of blessings if you do not give up.